before I even finish, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, he stood in the presence of the living God. He was a man, as Darlene was saying, for whom the natural and the supernatural worlds just kind of meshed. As the Lord God of Israel is before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. And sure enough, for 3.5 years, not a drop of rain fell. Not a drop of dew on the grass. It was a dry season. Now, if you live in an economy that's based on agriculture, and it doesn't rain for 3.5 years, what happens to the economy? It turns to crap, frankly. I mean, not to be... Frankly, I mean, you know, an agrarian economy, it doesn't rain for 3.5 years. I mean, it goes south, man. We haven't seen bad times. We haven't seen hard times. These guys fell into hard times. And so Elijah was not a popular man. It won't rain until my word. That's why God had to hide him. He had to literally flee for his life and go into hiding. When you mess with the economy, you can mess with a lot of stuff, but when you mess with people's money, oh man, you got trouble on your hands. So he had to hide out. He was, after hiding out in the woods for a while, the river that he drank from dried up, so God had to find him a new place to hide out. He had to move him, and here's what happened. This is so cool. 1 Kings 17, verses 8 to 16. You can turn in your Bible to follow along. We're also going to put it up there. No. You'd be better off to turn in your Bible. Darlene.
I just have to say, it is straight up crazy that God fed him with ravens fed him bread and meat.
Yes, it is. Matthew, if any of you guys have a Matthew Henry commentary, I was reading his commentary about that last night. And there are 5 reasons why that should not have worked. Ravens just don't go and feed people this stuff. I mean, we know that in general, but he gave 5, and I wish I could remember them off the top of my head. But it was totally, what did you say, crazy and what?
It's just straight up nuts.
Straight up nuts. There you go. It was crazy. That was miraculous. That was truly miraculous. But the irony is, the scripture says that God feeds the ravens, and the ravens fed God's man. Gene. Would not be surprised. Would not be surprised. Yeah. Yeah, that's some supernatural stuff. Mick Steinberg's. Yeah, it's very interesting. Wow. Yeah. I love that. A dirty bird. The bird is the word, Beth. We serve an amazing God. 1 Kings 17, starting at verse 8. And it gets even better. I mean, it is. It's straight up crazy, and it gets even crazier. Verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon. Okay? And dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So before he even gets there, God is dealing with somebody in that place through his Holy Spirit. I don't know whether he spoke to her in a dream, maybe brought some conviction, maybe she just had this feeling the supernatural sense. But God had already, it's a past tense, he had already commanded this widow to provide for this guy who hasn't even showed up yet. She's never seen in her life. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. Don't you love when God does that? I'm going to send you to this place. It's a Gentile city. It's not in Israel. I don't know if you've ever been there, but when you get there, there's a widow I've already set up for you to meet. And he goes to the place, and sure enough, indeed, a widow is there gathering sticks. Son of a gun. Who'd have thunk? We're going to find out. It's going to say. And he called to her and said, "Please, bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." So she said, "As the Lord your God lives." Did she say my God or your God? Your God. So he wasn't her God yet. But he knew he was out there. "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son so that we may eat it and die." Hard times. Famine hit them hard. They were on literally the precipice of starving to death. She said, "I've got this little bit of flour, little bit of oil. I've got just enough so I can prepare it for me and my son. We're going to eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, this bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." Hold that in your mind. So she went away and did according to the word of Elisha. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. I guess it was a good thing he prepared her ahead of time, because if a stranger came to town and said, "Give me your last bit of food and take it out of your son's mouth," I think I would be, you know, and be, I know what I'd be doing with them sticks. Yeah, try and get that oil and flour from me. But God had commanded her. He had already set her up. Isn't our God amazing? Oh, it gets even better. It gets so much better. You ain't seen nothing yet. God sends Elijah to this widow in the region of Sidon. Little town of Zarephath is in the region of Sidon, okay? Gentile city. Can anybody guess what region Jezebel's hometown was located in? Say it loud. Sidon. Huh. Guess what idol they worshiped there? Baal. In fact, Jezebel's father was the king of Sidon. She was his daughter, and they worshiped Baal there. Guess who the god of fertility and rain was? Baal. Guess who wasn't able to cough up any rain? Baal. And look what Elijah says. "For thus says the Lord God of Israel, this bin of flour shall not be used up, jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth." So it looks like old Baal wasn't able to bail her out very well, but Elijah's going to show her what a little bit of God can do. Maybe he was sleeping. That's right. Maybe he was on a journey. Maybe he was indisposed. Oh, man. So Elijah comes along and says, the Lord God of Israel says, if you provide food for me first, he's going to make sure you never lack food. And he, the Lord, is going to send rain on the earth. So she did. She went, she got it, and God miraculously provided food for all of them. Let me ask you this. Can miracles play a part in evangelism? Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Was this woman saved yet when this miracle happened at that point? Not yet. She wasn't a believer. Did God bless her anyway? Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? I saw a film clip not long ago. Heidi Baker was evangelizing Muslims in Turkey, and she was with a local pastor there, and she wanted to pray for this one woman who was sick, had some kind of health issue, and the pastor wanted the woman to get saved and discipled first. He said, well, I want to train her up first. And she's like, let's pray for her first. It might have an influence on how she receives the gospel. If God heals her, who knows how she's going to receive what you have to say. So anyway, so there they are. They're enjoying God's miraculous blessing. He's in the upper room. I guess he's kind of renting it from her, you know. He's taken the upper room, and God is providing food for them through his ministry. And over dinner, I'm sure they talk. You know, as the days go by, she fixes the meal, and the stuff isn't running out. The oil is still there. The flour is still there. She's shaking it up and down. And look at, you know, what is up with this? And so they have dinner together for many days, and I'm sure they talk at dinner. Tell me about this God who provides this amazing miracle, blah, 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 blah. What is he like? And as it turns out, as they talk and time goes by, it turns out she has a little problem. See, her God, Baal, was a filthy God. And people worshiped Baal in despicable ways and did horrible things. And Elijah's God was a holy God who called his people to walk in holiness and to be like him. Like he told Abraham, walk before me. Walk with me and be perfect before me. And so here they are having dinner over these little bread cakes. And the Holy Spirit is working on her. And you can tell she's haunted by what's in her past. Doesn't come right out necessarily, but it's back in there and it is eating her up. And you can tell because one day her son just up and dies. Gets sick. It was quick. Bam, he dies.